The review, presented by Denver-based architectural design firm Neo Studio, detailed a proposed three-story mixed-use building that would feature around 3,800 square feet of retail space, 18 efficiency apartments, and 9 two-bedroom units for a total of 27 units. The development, called Sopris Lofts, would include outdoor plazas, a public trail connecting Main and Colorado Avenue, and a 10-foot-wide bicycle and pedestrian trail along Colorado Avenue. Neo Studio partner Michael Noda says each face of the building will have a distinctive architectural palette. He described it as a living building with large windows and opportunity zones for public art. Noda also says the design would exceed code requirements for accessibility, including elevator access, and an ADA-compliant kids play area. During the public comment period, Jake Boyles, the owner of Crystal River Spas, which would be the closest neighbor to the development, began by expressing support.
I am a huge advocate of the development of this parcel. It's been kind of an ugly thorn in our side for, you know, the history of Carbondale, and it's time that it starts to look the part.
But he raised concerns about parking.
I know that we reduce it, their required spaces, because of how close it is to mass transit. But what we forget about is if people are taking mass transit to go to work, what they're leaving behind. You know, that's something that I think we need to address, not only for this development, but for future high-density developments that go on in the core of, you know, when do we run out of parking spaces on public streets, and how are they being used?
Trustee Ben Bohmfalk says the code has been written to encourage this kind of development, and that at some point you have to stop building more parking in a suburban-style development and have people live within that. Trustee Marty Silverstein says the current lot was never intended to be a parking lot and that there was no simple solution. Mayor Dan Richardson echoed the trustee's comments, ultimately agreeing that more housing is better, even if it means less parking.
And I guess just to keep it short, it's a trade-off I'm willing to make. Certainly, and adding 11 more spots probably could break the project. So I think I'd rather see the project more housing and less parking. So even though it may inevitably lead to inconvenience to the neighbors.
You can find the full site plan review, including pictures and notes from town staff, at carbondalegov.org. KDNK News, I'm Lucas Turner.